Merry Flixmas to us. Welcome back to another episode of Christmas and Chill, the podcast where we give warm, toasty takes on Netflix's finest holiday films.
I'm Algis.
And I'm Katrina. And today is season 3, episode 4, talking about the Princess Switch.
Switched again.
And there's a lot of switching going on in here. They didn't lie. They should have said switched again and again, because that really would have told you. Maybe that's the name of the next one.
Maybe. I'm wondering how many times people can switch in a movie. So,
well, they pushed the limit here. They really did. Yeah. As a reminder, you can find us on Twitter at Xmas and Chill Pod, or send us an email at christmasandchillpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. So let's hear from Katrina,
who
has a summary of what this movie is actually about.
Okay, here we go. Baker turned Princess Stacy DeNovo and Prince Edward of Belgravia are still together. Baker turned boyfriend Kevin and Princess Margaret are not still together. Margaret is ascending to the throne in Montanaro. Stacy wants them back together. So the two switch places again to give Margaret and Kevin quality alone time. But wait, Margaret's money-grubbing cousin comes along, kidnaps not Margaret, but Stacy, and tries to become coordinated so that she can funnel some funds to the Caymans. Chaos ensues. Jail time. Falling back in love. Royal wedding. Baby? The end.
It's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I feel like most of that action was in the last 15 minutes.
It was certainly action-packed.
At least the last 15 minutes were action-packed.
But one big theme in here is doppelgangers.
Uh-huh.
So this reminds me to do our segment that we like to call Doppelgang Member Initiation.
So what are we going to do for this?
So we're going to come up with different scenarios that we feel like we could take advantage of a doppelganger if we found one. So if there are people who look like a bald, blue-eyed guy with slightly bigger ears, you're more than welcome to contact us and we can pull off some of these escapades.
I don't even know how to describe myself.
Curly hair Italian.
That doesn't even begin to touch this masterpiece.
So the invitation is out.
Please add us on our Twitter and we'll get it going.
All right, so Katrina, what would you do with your doppelganger?
Okay, so logistical question with that. If they didn't have a separate life, like, are they a servant in this situation? Or do they have their own thing going?
Just try to force something.
Okay, so if they don't have their own life and don't care about their own life, then they can just wear the same clothes as me every single day, and then we can switch interchangeably.
I think the idea is that it needs to be mutually beneficial.
Well, what do I hope the other person does then?
So that's the challenge.
Do I get to like lead an alternate life that I have always wanted to lead?
What I have is child rearing.
That would make it much easier.
That would make it easier for me because I'd have like a night off to maybe sit in my car alone in a parking lot.
Because that's what we do in COVID times.
And eat pork rinds and drink Mountain Dew.
I didn't know you drank Mountain Dew when you sat in parking lots.
Well, I don't because I have kids and I have responsibilities. But if you have somebody who can come in and the kids don't know the difference, somebody can go in who likes kids.
Question. Yeah. With your choice of food and drink, are you mocking the fact that I sat in a parking lot last week and ate dill pickle chips and drank a Diet Coke?
I think we've all sat in an empty parking lot just having time to ourselves.
Hmm. I'm just making sure this wasn't a direct assault on my choice of snack.
No, it's
for a parking lot sit.
I've done parking lot sits before. You've admitted to doing them, and I'm sure numerous other people have done this. But if somebody loves kids,
yeah,
but they don't want their own or don't have them or whatever, like, they can watch my kids while I go out for the evening and just...
Not just watch, they can parent your children.
Yeah, they can parent because they look like...
But what if their parenting style is different than yours?
I don't know. Then I'll deal with it later. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime,
You'll take advantage of the opportunity.
I'll take advantage of the
COVID. I think child rearing is like the easiest thing. Also, this person needs to be COVID safe.
All right,
like,
we need to move on. What's your thing? We're focusing too much on this.
Well, that's it. Like, child rearing is the easy one.
Is that what we're doing?
Well, otherwise, let's see, what else would I switch room for? Basically for them to do my boring and annoying stuff so that I could go get more skate time or something like that.
Yeah, I would say, like, at work, you could sub in if I know it's going to be a slower day, where if you just need that 10 meetings to, like, nod your head and compliment
the client. But why would they do that for you? Like, what are you doing for them?
So maybe I go into their work on some days just to give them a day off.
Hopefully virtually these days, because you don't want to be dipping into an office where you don't know what's going on.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually...
Or are we playing in a pre-COVID world?
I think you could do a little bit of both.
Okay.
You got any other ones?
What do I want out of life that a doppelganger could give me?
I think some people are starting to brand themselves as influencers on social media.
Mm.
You could double your revenue with two people working on it.
That's true, because, like, it is exhausting. And, yeah. Like... Yeah, I could totally switch with somebody who's an influencer.
You could, like, spread the workload with somebody else who looks...
No, you're going to say spread, like, conspiracy theories. I'm like, that's what I see influencers doing half
the
time.
You could do that. You could, yeah.
It would be funny, too, if you had two slightly different takes out of one alleged account.
And imagine the ensuing controversy when somebody finds out that it's two people.
Oh, man. You'd be like, I've been duped. I bought way too many vacuums because they influenced me, too.
This juice... Shouldn't have bought it. It was the other doppelganger. Mm. I don't trust that sucker.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you got any more? No, that's it.
Right. Well, let's dive into this movie, which is just full of doppelganger shenanigans. They begin by reminding you what happened in the previous movie.
Yeah, good old-fashioned catch-up.
Last time on Princess Switch.
Or previously seen on the Princess Switch.
We're in Belgravia. The baker is Stacy. She's mm-hmm. from Chicago.
Yep, yep.
She switched with the princess, whose name is...
Margaret.
Margaret. The king is dead.
Yeah. Which, they don't make enough... That's her dad, right?
Yeah, but it's like... Yeah, whatever.
They're like, we don't care about the dad part. We just care about...
He died, so let's move the plot along.
Yeah, there was no, like... It had been 6 months, but there was no seeming grief. I found that odd.
It's royalty. It's business. Like, death is just, like, part of...
Yeah.
It's pretty transactional.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it was dramatized, but in The Crown, when the king died, it was, like, pretty big deal.
This is Belgravia. They care about Christmas.
Well, she's Montanaro. People. She rules a different land than Belgravia.
Oh, right. Okay. So then there's the...
well, anyway.
59th baking competition?
Wait. We forgot important details. She broke up with Kevin
met
the other baker in the meantime.
So then Stacy, she's hosting the 59th baking competition. There's like 30 people there at a national, like this
international.
Is international, but it's like their national pride.
Mm-hmm.
Like they...
Oh, you mean spectators? There's only like 30 people?
Yeah.
There.
Like
you know what? Maybe it's like middle of the day on a Tuesday.
Still though, if it's like... the thing that your country does for the year and 30 people show up.
Yeah, but maybe that's 30% of the population of Belgravia. I'd like to note that she totally stole Princess Kate's St. Patrick's Day outfit in that green button-up coat. It just looked like in the little fascinator.
I didn't catch that.
Well, I pulled up the picture of her wearing it and showed it to you and said... Wow.
I think it looks similar. So then there's...
A meeting in the bedroom between Prince... I couldn't remember if it was Edgar or Edward. Well, anyway, I think it's Edward.
Yeah, he says, not enough time for each other. You're too busy.
They're losing themselves.
Yep.
They're losing themselves in their work.
And she's not listening to... Well, she specifically is losing herself in her work.
Yeah. Even though she's just the princess of Belgravia.
Yeah, and she's...
And part business owner. Well,
but yeah, she's also like baking. Maybe.
Is she? Or is she just like baking into other people's business? Because it seems like she's very concerned.
She is very concerned.
About Margaret's life.
Yeah, which I just find unusual. It's intrusive.
Do you think she just wants, you know, I get it. Like the appeal of falling in love. Like she wants to live it again for Margaret.
My personal belief is like somebody else in a relationship, they know more than you do. Like, you have no place to tell them what to do. You can offer them specific advice in very specific scenarios, but trying to control whether or not people should be together, like, that is their responsibility.
Yeah, the whole thing of her trying to force them together was weird because they both said, like, it wasn't the right time. It's like, who are... they're doing it for her, to, like, entertain her, to appease her.
Yeah, that's...
To appease Stacy.
That's not something I do.
If I
think that people are not right for each other, I just assume that's a matter of my perspective. There could be things that they're helping each other heal on the inside that you don't see on the outside. You just see the fallout.
Mm-hmm.
You assume that those people are going to be adults and be able to handle it well or to the best of their ability.
Yep.
None of my business. This person thinks that is her business. To it's a just, fault.
Yeah. Well, whatever. They're spending Christmas in Montanaro, so that's nice to watch the coronation. Because, of course, she gets crowned on Christmas. We have seen this before in A Christmas Prince. That's how it works. You become the next level of royal on Christmas.
These kingdoms. Always Christmas.
Always Christmas. All the time. Aldovia, Christmas. Belgravia, Christmas. Montanaro, Christmas.
Yep.
Well, I feel like I noted here that really their relationship is headed for the rocks. Like, Edward and Stacy are not doing so hot.
No, because Stacy is up in other people's grill and doesn't focus on herself.
Yeah.
Which is
maybe she's focusing on other people's lives so she doesn't have to look at the misery of her own.
That's possible.
So she flies to Chicago without Edward.
Yep.
Which was weird.
And just meets up with Kevin at the bakery and says, oh, man, you look like crap.
Yeah, what a mess. Cats, sweatpants, quarantine beard. Although it's not quarantine, but like you got that vibe.
Yeah. So she's being super judgmental.
Yep.
When he's just doing the best he can.
I thought he looked great, to be honest. I mean, it was a good look on him, the whole hot mess look.
Who knows? Let's see. So Kevin has an RSVP to the coronation, and it apparently didn't make it.
Yes, because his daughter Olivia is a saboteur.
She also likes to meddle.
Yeah, I think she and Stacy are really two peas in a pod as far as messing with other people's biz.
Yeah, which they're trouble.
Yeah, both of them.
Next thing I have is back at the Montanaro Castle, there are some guards that are really dressed up like nutcrackers that really look goofy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I know, like some old European royal thing, the uniforms are
they
outdated.
Look like the Swiss look like guards or something.
No, like a, no, like those are different. Those are different. The ones at the castle, they look like nutcrackers.
Okay,
Swiss guards are at a different scene.
Okay.
I thought they looked really goofy.
Wait. It was the Princess Switch when they were really disheveled, right?
Right.
In Belgravia, though, not in Montanaro.
Just, the guards are just...
They have trouble with guards in this movie.
Security in general, I think, is an issue.
Yeah.
We'll put a pin in it.
Christmas Prince, all the above.
There's some security issues in this movie.
In the faux Europe that we exist in.
Yeah, like, you know. These people do not hire help.
But, good news for everybody, Kevin cleaned up and he kept that beard and... Boy, am I glad. And the prince somehow got less attractive while Kevin's stock is going up.
Yep. So Margaret and Olivia, they see each other. They're very happy. Kevin, he's playing it chill.
Yeah. He's trying to be cool, playing it cool there because it seems like both of them have some things they would like to patch up.
Yes.
Probably because Stacy told both of them to patch it up.
Maybe. But Margaret is saying she wants to cancel the Christmas ball for reasons, and which easily get reversed. The gang is like, yeah, let's decorate. And then it goes to, like, a decoration montage.
You know what? Maybe she wanted to cancel it because she's still in mourning of her father. And her friends were like, nonsense! Let's have a party! Let's decorate for Christmas!
So the gang starts decorating.
Kelly Clarkson blasting in the background.
It really went from 0 to 100 really quickly.
Yeah, where did all the boxes of Christmas things come from?
It went from, like, I'm not decorating anything to, oh my god, we're all
deck
Santa's
these damn
elves.
Halls. The staff is, like, juggling penguins. These, like, giant penguins as they're coming down the
By staff. By staff, there's, like, the two...
The butler and
like, considering how much they're decorating, there's very few people helping out.
Yeah. A butler and a valet.
Okay, so then Margaret and Kevin go to the kitchen, and Margaret is like, oh, let me go to the refrigerator. And she goes to, like, a cabinet. And
yeah, or like a stove.
Like, because she doesn't know her way around the kitchen, but she finds the flour that she dumps on Kevin, and they have a flour sugar fight.
They have a flour fight.
Which, odd.
I also thought about the particulate in that and how you would be taking some of that inevitably into your nose.
Yeah.
I don't know, we have to think a lot about... that sort of thing these days. But her chief of staff interrupts.
Antonio, he walks in.
Yeah.
And he has like a romantic moment.
It's very forced and weird though.
Yeah. Well, no, the romantic moment is later when they go to like the room to like meet. And then Stacy crashes it because
she
likes to
meddle.
But you
can tell he has feelings in this first meetup.
Right. And Stacy wants to ruin it because she's a meddler.
She's a meddler. Always be meddling.
And then later, Stacy pushes like a second chance spiel onto Margaret. This is like in another room. It's like after this meeting, she's like, oh yeah, there's second chances.
Yes. Which okay, Stacy, you don't know the full circumstances of what happened between the two of them. I'm like, something really messed up could have happened between them.
Yeah.
That you don't know about. And like, you might just want to stay the heck
out. He put a knife to my throat, but I don't really want to share it because you're friends with him.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff could have happened there.
Yeah.
That's one example. I was thinking, like, he said something nasty.
Or, like, he thinks of you when he looks at me, and it's weird, mm-hmm. so I don't like that, but I'm not going to admit it to you, so get your dirty paws out of this thing.
Yeah.
Stacy, you just...
How could he not if they look that similar?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to play with the fantasy of your face on somebody else's brain.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't like it.
Maybe she has feelings for Kevin, and it's a fantasy of hers to have Kevin be with somebody who looks like her.
Man. The more I think about it, Stacy's like obsessed Awful. With herself. Yeah. Wow.
She's a terrible human.
Okay. Well, anyway, they go to the ball. And I know that the announcer takes himself very seriously. The person's like, queen, blah, blah, blah.
Also, did you notice that the horns have sheet music?
They did?
Yes, they had like the little marching band stands when they're playing like three notes.
Like they can't memorize that?
Yeah. Come on, guys.
You would think they would be professionals at that level. But I noted that, you know, Antonio's trying to dance with Margaret. And in comes Kevin as Mr. Steal Your Girl. It was great. They're going to dance now. They're going to drive later. But then here comes the big reveal. Are you ready for this?
No, but go for it.
Another Vanessa Hudgens character. It's Margaret's cousin Fiona Pembroke.
And Reggie and Mindy,
her sidekicks.
I'm starting to write down people's names because...
You're trying.
Because I'm trying. Because this podcast is making me realize how I don't remember people's names, so maybe writing them down.
Well, when you meet somebody in a movie like this, you don't know how important they're going to be in the long haul. Like, yeah. Mrs. Donatelli, when they, like, reintroduced her, I was like, okay. But I guess I hadn't watched it in over a year, the original, so.
Reggie and Mindy seemed important, so. Fiona, Reggie, and Mindy.
And she immediately goes up and starts hitting on Kevin, saying, hello, tuxedo man, you're yummy.
Yep. So she's, like, trashy flirty.
Mm-hmm.
Super trashy. I guess she and her posse are super trashy. Something ain't right. And then we find out that Reggie is picking pockets at this
bar. Yeah, so she has all this money to flit off to different islands and such, even though she squanders money. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She's bad with money.
Yep.
So therefore, her posse collects money for her to use. Which sounds like not a great deal for them, because if they get caught, very bad. But I noted that there's another prime minister. So yet another constitutional monarchy? Is that what that's called?
Maybe. A constitutional monarchy with a dungeon.
Again. So they get back to Pembroke Estate. That's where Fiona lives. So her sticky-fingered assistants lay out all of their things that they lifted during the thing, including some double-ply toilet paper. I laughed at that scene. You did not laugh. And I feel, okay, when was this filmed? Because again, I felt like this was kind of a nod to how people stocked up on toilet paper at the beginning of quarantine.
It's possible. Yeah, the timing might work out.
Like if they filmed it. I noted too, I was starting to notice how many extras a movie uses, because I would think they wouldn't want to pay a lot of money for all the COVID tests for extras. If, you know, I'm sure a quick Google search could answer this question for me as to when it was filmed, but.
We don't do our research.
We don't do that stuff here. But yeah, Tony pulls Margaret aside, Antonio, her chief of staff, and says he wants her, and he presents a fancy bracelet, and
mm-hmm.
she doesn't immediately go for the bait. She's like, okay.
That's like kind of weird. Like
you expect them to like make out or something, and it
like let me pull you away from your current situation to say that something's urgent. Like,
and it's your feelings.
Like imagine you're in high school. You come up to this girl like, oh my God, I have such critical news. And then the person's like, oh my God, did somebody I know die or something? Yeah. It's like, no, I want to tell you how much I love you.
Right now.
That's like a record scratch moment. Like, mm-hmm. you do not pursue that.
Yeah. It doesn't feel right. It's false pretenses.
Yes. It's awful.
Well, it's all because she was standing there talking to Kevin. And right. he just... couldn't live with that. But they were supposed to go on their car ride. That's what it was.
Right. This is like high school / royal romance.
Yeah. That's the way we like it. So then confrontations abound. Stacy and Margaret have a little confrontation.
Mm.
Tony and Kevin, confrontation. Meddlesome Olivia.
Yeah, Antonio says that Kevin is holding Margaret back.
He's just playing on his insecurities. But we learn Tony's true intentions later, and we'll get there. And actually, I was kind of surprised, honestly. Yeah. Bit of a twist.
So Olivia has a plan to get Margaret and Kevin together, which is like, let's switch again.
Yeah, so you can go do all the royal duties, and I'll go be with Kev and have our quality time together solo.
Yep.
And you can just see already that Fiona's going to slide into that switch. Like, she's going to be a part of it.
Yeah, so her idea, she realizes that her face looks the same as the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to transfer, she's going to become the queen, become coronated. And after she's a queen, she'll transfer money to her bank account in the Caribbean.
And by then they'll have figured it all out anyway.
Escape somehow.
Yeah, it's dubious at best.
And she leaves in a convertible while it's snowing.
Who left in a convertible when it was snowing?
Fiona.
Oh, well, she's not practical. We know this.
I'm surprised you missed it.
I don't know. I'm very disappointed in myself. Well, the switch is happening.
Yeah, and it's better than before, according to, what's her name?
Margaret. Like, Stacy got her princess affectations better?
No, the...
Mrs. Donatelli?
Mrs. Donatelli, she says. Yeah. Better than before.
Then we have this little scene between Edward and Stacy, but he doesn't know it's Stacy. He thinks it's Margaret. He's asking for advice about Stacy, but he's really asking Stacy for advice about Stacy, which is like Stacy's fantasy.
Wait, is it Edgar or Edward?
Did I say Edgar?
I think you said Edward, but I have
I don't
Edgar.
Know what it is. Oh, because you asked me at that point, and I had been writing Edgar, but then later, pretty sure they said Edward.
Oh, man.
So just flip back and forth liberally.
But
he
confides in Stacy as Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that, oh man, Stacy's a piece of crap.
She's so distant and far away. And then she gets a chance to defend herself incognito.
And then she's like, oh, everything will be okay.
And he was like, well, good, because I love her more than anything in this world.
I wish he would have said, I'm so sick of her stuff.
I wish he would have said, I want to get with you. I'm tired of being with Stacy, and I want the same face. That would have been the ultimate outcome for me.
Oh, man. That would have been nice.
I didn't realize how much I hate on Stacy. Like, walking into recording this podcast, she was my hero out of the two
did
stories.
Did I switch it?
Did you princess switch me?
I think I did.
Yeah. But the meddling is bad.
It is awful.
It's very offensive. The fact that she doesn't respect both of their boundaries is ill. You know, it's just not good. So why does Olivia have to distract Edward to keep him from
because
going in to see Stacy / Margaret?
Yeah, I don't see why Edward couldn't have been part of this plan.
I don't either, because otherwise he might have accidentally banged Margaret.
And I think that's why they were keeping them apart, but they could have just put him into the fold and be like, hey, Margaret and Kevin just need some time to escape. So maybe it's because Edward already felt so distant because Stacy is spending so much time meddling that it would have been like, come on, I just want to like escape somewhere with you, but you're constantly meddling and now you're doing a switch to work on someone else's relationship when you really should be working on ours. So maybe that kind of makes
sense. There was a little bit of shame there.
So yeah. Maybe Olivia knew she could read the room and be like, you know, I'm going to destroy this other relationship, but I want my dad to be with the queen.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's a notorious blabbermouth and just can't keep a secret, and they knew he would blow the cover.
No, I think Olivia's also a terrible person. She's
she's like 12. Speaking of, definitely a different actress. I did look it up because it was bothering me.
Oh, is it different?
Yeah.
Oh, she had the same vibe. I guess that's how
they cast people. But yeah, she had a lisp and the prayer one did not. And also their hair was I think she was lighter skinned than the previous Olivia. If I looked at the pictures correctly online last night. But Olivia calls Edward a helicopter husband.
Which...
quite an idea to plant.
It is. Am I a helicopter husband?
I mean, you're here all the time. But so am I.
Not by choice.
Yeah, right. So, Margaret and Kevin have a date at Satan's Village. It's Santa's village.
Satan Claus is coming to town.
So,
yeah, they're having a heart-to-heart.
So they have their date. It's fine.
And they have a spontaneous kiss.
And they have a spontaneous kiss. Yeah.
Like, I think the issues they were working out, like, we used to be so spontaneous, and we're not spontaneous anymore. That's why we broke up. Newsflash, it's hard to be spontaneous when you're in a marathon. Like,
yeah,
love is more than just being spontaneous. And if spontaneity was a thing that was keeping them together,
like, you're going to run out of things to do.
The next movie is going to be Princess Switch, the divorce. Like,
ooh, wouldn't that be awesome if they go back to the previous people?
I mean, if this were real life and their relationship was that fickle, like,
wow.
I mean, I know earlier I said I don't, like, try to meddle too much, but
you're egging on divorce right now.
That doesn't mean I don't have opinions of my own. And I think, like, if this were the real world, they shouldn't be getting back together if the reason that they broke up was that they can't be spontaneous anymore.
Yeah.
Because life comes at you hard, and sometimes you just need to slog through the hard points, and that doesn't allow you to be spontaneous.
Okay, I'm with you. So, Stacy, or no, Margaret? I don't know which one is at this balloon drop.
Yeah, Stacy, acting as Margaret, goes to
the choir performance.
The choir performance. That's when the balls / balloon drop. And then I said, what if those were bowling balls that fell
on? Okay. So it started because the balloons don't look like standard balloons. They're not balloons.
They look like balls.
They look like fall grocery. Like balls. They look like the ones you get out of like a wire cage in the grocery store.
They fall a little too fast.
And they were like shaped weird, and like the way they fell.
They were balls. Not balloons. But then I thought, like, what if they were bowling balls?
End of movie. This movie's about a terrorist act of dropping bowling balls on a bunch of
choir of children.
Oh my god, how awful. Okay, well, that's our commentary on balloon drops. Please don't get any funny ideas from that. The queen doesn't want to quit queening. Okay, this was where it got really weird with Antonio, where he was like, either I need to be with you or was it with Kevin? I don't know. I haven't known that there was this implication that you have to be both the chief of staff and the boyfriend, and that those aren't separate jobs.
Right, like, he's
trying to... Your chief of staff shouldn't be your boyfriend.
He's trying to play the angle of, like, if you're going to be a life partner, you need to have a similar level of awareness of the world.
Okay, other than you and I who went into business together, like, in general, spouses / boyfriend girlfriends don't have the same career path. I mean, sometimes, yes, you meet at work, but, like, on the whole, I wouldn't say that... I would say that's the exception rather than the rule. Oh, this is when they kiss, and I was like, are they back together? I don't know what's going on. The balloons were in between. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so now we're at after the balloon drop.
Yeah, balloon drop reception.
Then Stacy goes and has a party, and she gets a drink spilled over her, and then...
By Regina? No, what's her name?
Reggie and Mindy.
Okay, so Reggie spills a drink on her, and Mindy takes her to the bathroom to help clean up.
Yeah, and then...
they hit her with the chloroform. Like, just bam.
And then they abduct her, which, again, security. I think this is a good place to just, like, put a pin in the movie and just talk about security of this movie.
Okay.
So you would think you would tell your security detail, hey, we're going to be making this switch. So, like, make sure to have eyes on both parties just mm-hmm. to make sure that they're, like, safe.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mrs. Donatelli usually goes everywhere with her, including to the bathroom.
Right. Well, she got distracted by whatever, the whole charade or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that person. They were like, I can't believe this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so, all right, so first of all, they didn't inform their security deal or anybody except for Miss Donatelli about the switch. Like, you think there'd be, like, official, maybe a larger circle that mm-hmm. you would trust for that. Also, like, the abduction seemed comically easy.
Yeah.
Like, they had a fake press pass. They went in, they chloroformed her, and took her out.
Can you smell chloroform, like, in somebody's purse? Although, I guess she was in the bathroom hiding, so it's not like she was circulating the party.
I don't know. I've never smelled chloroform.
Neither have I. I don't know anything about it, really, other than that it knocks people out. And it always, in movies, is on, like, a weird-looking rag.
I don't know how chloroform.
It's like a gauzy rag.
I've heard that chloroform doesn't work as quickly as it does in movies, but I guess you kind of need that for dramatic effect.
You need, well, etherizing is usually done with chloroform, right? I don't know.
I'm not a chemist.
I'm talking about like 1800s surgery here, so.
All right.
Well, anyway, now we're going to do a double switch because Fiona has entered the mix. They kidnapped, I almost said Vanessa Hudgens, but they're all Vanessa Hudgens. They kidnapped Stacy as Margaret and took her back to Pembroke Palace estate.
And then Margaret comes back from her date and says, I had a lovely time. And Fiona says, guess what? I'm staying queen. Get out of here before you get arrested. Then Margaret's like, that's kind of weird. She goes to Edward and they figure out that there's a scam going on.
Mm-hmm. Big
there
time
was,
scam.
There was an extra switch.
Yeah. It took them a little too long to put those pieces together.
Like, didn't they know that they have a scuzzy cousin?
A scuzzin.
A scuzzin who might pull some stuff off? I don't know.
Yeah. It's fishy, for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, you suspend disbelief.
Also, like, since a switch was done in the past, so there's precedent, like, people should suspect, they should always be on high alert that, like, maybe these two people.
Yeah, like, we all have to take our shoes off in the airport now because of one person having a sneaker bomb.
Right.
Back so in.
You think everyone would just be on high alert, like, maybe the people aren't who they say they are. So, like, maybe let's take some extra precautions, like asking a couple follow up questions, like, oh,
yeah, basic
remember,
security question.
You fill in the blank of the sentence that you said earlier to me.
Or be like, what's the safe word?
Yeah.
Like, they should have a passcode or something.
Yeah, and Kevin gets dumped and doesn't have a safe code.
Yep, and then they fire Mrs. Donatelli. They're moving up the coronation. Everything is just... This is what I put, big, stupid misunderstanding, which happens in almost every single one of those films.
And then Kevin gets in. There's the magic man who's a taxi driver.
Yeah. It's like the magic Mr. Bean.
Yeah, and he like winks at the camera saying, oh, things are going to turn out all right. Don't worry, moviegoers.
You know what? I was glad to see him. It was weird being that long without him because we were like at the climax of the film and still hadn't seen him.
Yep, and then his magic meddling fingers get in there. Which actually, like, this metal isn't going to be...
It's not a negative metal.
Also, it doesn't really serve a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I'll... Let's put a pin in it. Well, I'll later on.
How many pins have we put in things this evening?
There's a lot of pins in this movie.
Okay.
The gang, they figure out that...
Tony finds her out.
Yeah, Tony finds her.
And he says, either make me a partner in your scheme or be exposed.
Yeah, he's got some blackmail to get to get his own money because he's like, yeah, I'm poor.
Oh, and he wants Margaret for her money too.
Yep.
Which is why the whole thing with the romance was so fishy. And I honestly did not see that coming. And I felt really stupid.
Well, imagine how stupid you feel if you're Margaret.
Right. Well, not really, because she kind of turned him down. Although she said he was her closest advisor or whatever.
So cool. This is where the movie starts to kind of turn into a cartoon.
Yes, there's cartoon violence with Stacy trying to escape the basement.
The barrel scene. Like, Stacy is in. She's like... in that room, and then what's his name walks in.
Reggie
says, oh, I have food for you. And then she like releases some barrels that Reggie then like jumps on and does the like log rolling competition type thing. And he gets hurt. Then there's more cartoon stuff that just happens. And then Stacy finally escapes.
And the prince rescues her. Which is so, I could smell it coming before it showed up, but there it was. Oh, and this is where it gets really weird. So
at the coronation?
Yeah, because you're like, who is who?
It's the rescheduled coronation.
Yeah. A note from friend of the podcast, Jenny, said they really overdid it on scheduled this time.
Yeah.
Because they did it like once or twice in the last one. They were like, we gotta do it again. The fans want it.
They love it. So at this rescheduled coronation, at the very last second before, again, where's the security detail that they could have called ahead to be like, hey, stop and arrest that person? No, why did they need to like arrive there themselves?
To be the people, yeah. It was a mess.
Maybe for dramatic effect.
Yeah, to have all the Vanessa Hudgens in one room.
Yep.
Which, how do they do it?
Technology.
Okay.
The deep fakes.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So then...
guards arrest that woman who was actually Margaret. But then...
Antonio gets blamed, and then he's taken to the dungeon. Mm-hmm. And then the only two guards here who are dressed like the Swiss guards.
Yes, these are those are the Swiss guards.
And they're the ones who take away Antonio. And
who tells his, like, sad misfit story.
Yeah.
It gets weird.
And then Fiona does, like, a pity party, but there aren't enough guards to arrest her because the only two in the kingdom just took away Antonio.
Yeah, and the grifting will continue because she doesn't get arrested. There's no more arrests. Here's the thing that I thought maybe would make sense as far as the security. Are they light staffed on Christmas Eve? It is Christmas Eve in this scenario.
For the security?
Yeah.
I feel like security detail is always on full staff.
Like 24/7.
Like, yeah. You gotta protect the famous
constitutional
people.
Monarch.
Then they all go to the airport because apparently they can't, like, call the airport and be like, hey, call off the flight. Because, like, again, they are monarchs and they can, like, they have employees.
Like, it felt very, like, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Like, they're running around their little mystery van to try and solve the mystery.
Like, and they have phones.
Take the mask off of the woman.
Call Olivia. Call the airport and, like, call somebody at the airport to, like, stop them and be like, hey, there's been a misunderstanding. Pick up your phone, Kevin.
Yeah. I love that the airline was called Montanair. They were like, the Montanair flight.
So, anyway, they find Kevin.
Well, the security must be way different in Montanaro. Here's another security problem.
Yeah.
It's very pre-9/11.
It is very pre-9/11 at this airport.
Like, they can do whatever. They just roll right up to the gate.
So here's where I get to remove one of the pins.
Okay.
The taxi didn't need to delay. Like, the
delay
magic...
what?
The magic... Remember the taxi, it... with the magic man... And he could have taken, like, a bridge to the airport.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that bridge was flooded this summer.
Yeah.
The plane leaves when the plane leaves.
Yeah.
Like, if you get to the airport before boarding, it doesn't matter.
Unless they thought that they would already be boarded, like, if they were in zone 2 and they got on before everybody else.
I don't know. The magic man did not have to delay. Like, it wasn't
critical.
We
needed the magic man. We needed him.
There's a little hole there. Magic Man could have been better utilized in another scenario.
Yeah. No, whatever. I accept. I accept Magic Man in all of his forms.
So then there's an airport wedding.
Margaret asks her to marry him. Right. Marry her right on the spot.
Yep.
And so...
they find a priest who's getting coffee right before boarding.
Right. Well, Kevin says, I was going to ask you to marry me last summer.
Yeah. Well, he had the ring, like, with him.
Which was weird that he still had the ring with him. Did he think he was going to go back to Montanaro and then propose somehow during all of that, even though he was swearing? He was, I guess, self-preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was where... I've said this is where it gets weird. This is the ultimate weird that happened in this movie. Why are they breathing cold air? Did you notice that there were little air puffs yeah. in front of them, even though they were indoors and not seemingly close to one of the gates?
I feel like they may have rushed things in the CGI department. The CGI department was like, oh, yeah, this feels like they need some mouth clouds.
Yeah, I thought it was a lesson on droplets. Or that the alternative is Princess Switch 3 is going to be about how they're actually the undead this whole time, or that... Margaret was a dead version of Stacey DeNovo.
Swish dead death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see that plot. That's the Halloween release.
All right. So they get married. The priest gets on his flight.
Which that was spontaneous, was it not? Getting married in the airport?
A royal wedding in the airport? Welcome to the last spontaneous things of your short-lived marriage.
August, shots fired. You were just so not ready for them to be together. What if, despite it all, they're happy? What if?
That is certainly a possibility, mm-hmm. and I am not eliminating that.
Yep.
But it's unlikely.
Wow.
So then...
Because a marriage built on meddling is no marriage at all.
No. So Montanaro National Cathedral.
They're at the coronation.
At the coronation.
Stacey's wearing a prom dress.
Before we get to the prom dress.
Yeah.
I just want to say this cathedral is located in a dense residential neighborhood. There are concrete... tall rise apartment buildings all around the cathedral.
Huh. I didn't even notice.
I noticed it probably because I lived a couple years in a former Soviet country where there are a lot of tall rise concrete apartment buildings. And I'm like, that's not where a cathedral would normally be.
Question, is that why they call it the Eastern Bloc?
Unlikely.
Why do they call it that? Are they still Jenny from the Block?
I don't know why the cathedral is... Unless, like, there is an actual cathedral that is wherever they filmed this.
Well, think about St. Xavier downtown here is among a bunch of high-rises and parking lots.
But that's, like, in a downtown area.
True.
But, like,
this that is just suburban.
That seemed out of place.
Well, especially if it's the National Cathedral of...
Yeah.
Although... Isn't the one in the United States kind of in a weird spot? Like, we went there for Easter that one year. The one in D.C. that was, like, by whatever
you... But that was, like, a nice neighborhood.
Oh, you have objections that it's, like, housing units.
Yeah, like, that didn't seem like that's the place for a national cathedral.
You know, things are different in Montanaro. Maybe you just need to get used to
it. Maybe they're a little more egalitarian.
Yeah. Than... Isn't it egalitarian?
Egalitarian. We can be eagle-like.
The biggest surprise of the coronation.
The Aldovian royal family?
Yes! I slapped you. I was so excited. Because I was like, look at how it is!
They focused that shot for a long time.
Yeah, it sat for 3 beats, and I didn't even care. Like, just let it sit. Oh, man. What a treat. I'm so glad that Netflix continues to self-refer. It's just...
What are they going to do next year?
Oh, maybe she'll be present at the birth. Because there's an implied baby at the end. Maybe she will be a birth coach for Stacy.
I don't know.
I smell it coming. I was about to say, aren't they both journalists? But one's a baker and the other's a journalist.
Speaking of smelling coming.
Whoa!
There's a kiss at the coronation.
It was very outside of the dignity of royalty.
Yeah, because they're married. So yeah. He's now Kevin.
He's now King Kevin.
King Kevin.
Or Prince Mother Prince Kevin or something. Why do they say, like, the king mother or the queen mother?
I don't know. That's all I've got. Like, they
well,
can't...
there's just that quick little slip about Edward or Edgar and Stacy maybe going to have babies. That was kind of the lead-in for
that.
Sequel number 3. It was a quick little sentence where she was like, I imagine having children or a little boy and a little girl with you. And I'm like, first of all, you don't get to pick unless you were doing IVF, in which case, more power to you. But it was weird.
Who's the dad? What kind of switch was there?
Ooh, yeah, Kevin. Well, no, she didn't say she was pregnant. She was saying, like, knock me up.
You think they're going to switch and, like, play roulette of who gets
pregnant? Oh, whose baby? I was about to say, would that be weird because they're sisters? And I'm like, they're not sisters. Yeah. This is messed up either way. Okay, now I guess...
So what's the rating?
Okay. A lot happened here, but also nothing happened at the same time. So I am going to give it 3 Christmas trees. It was good. I was entertained. I laughed. I cried. I moved on. But I don't know if I cried, but it wasn't as good as the first. I will still tune in for the last.
I give it 3 Santa emojis. Say, like, it basically is a campy B movie.
It was too Scooby-Doo.
But it didn't take itself seriously, so that's why it's not 2 or 1 stars. Like, because it's kind of self-aware.
Yeah.
But it's not a good movie by a lot of measures.
No. I would watch the original Princess Switch again. I don't know that I would ever watch this one again.
This is in the spirit of a crappy holiday made for Netflix movie. So it played the part pretty well.
It did play the part.
Solid 3 Santa emojis.
All right, well, what did you learn about Christmas?
You can't steal someone else's Christmas.
Mr. Steal Your Throne.
Yeah.
Mrs. Steal Your Throne.
What did you learn about Christmas?
I learned that even if you're dead, you can still take the throne. As we found out by them breathing cold air.
So you think they're going to have, like, a Halloween Christmas crossover?
I would love that. I think that was the Easter egg that they left for us.
Is that
what an Easter egg is?
Not really. Egg is a gift.
Well, it was a gift.
A thing that not a lot of people notice.
Or is an Easter egg only supposed to refer to the past?
What?
Okay, so... Never mind. Bye. Doesn't matter. Bye. Goodbye. Okay. Again, make sure to check us out on Twitter at Xmas and Chill Pod, or send us an email at Christmas and Chill Pod at gmail.com.